How would you spell that?
S-A-W-I-N. Him and his son Isaac, my uncle, I don't know how to put this. Anyway, they lived in Nebraska, and they went to California, but they went through the Panama Canal, Isthmus of Panama. I suppose they drove ox team or something down to Panama and then went through the canal out to California.
That may even have been before the canal.
Yeah, it probably was. They said the Isthmus of Panama.
So
there wasn't a canal at that time, nowhere near that time.
Yeah.
And that's about all I know, except that Grandpa and Grandma and two of their family, come to Sheridan by covered wagon, probably auctions. Like I said, Mom just never did talk much about her early family. It's a shame because I've got a whole book for a story Dad wrote for his family, but very little on Mom.
Now, her people were originally, what was her ancestry? They were, what country in Europe were they from originally?
Well, I never did learn that.
She never mm-hmm. mentioned that. Now, before they got on the boat to go down to Panama, where were they? You said they were from, your mother was born in
Sheridan,
and they came from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But they came around the long way?
Well, Grandpa just went to California to see what it was like.
I see.
My Uncle Isaac, he wound up going out there and living. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, he died out there, but my Grandpa was just adventuring.
Mm-hmm.
You might say. Then I think that was even before he was married.
I see.
And he married a Nebraska. If you cut that off a minute, I'll.
Okay, here we go.
He was born in Adams County, Illinois. They built the first house in the town of Quincy, Illinois. In 49, he went to California. They remained there 1 year. They traveled across the plains and returned by the Isthmus of Panama.
Oh, I see.
Marcellus was educated in the schools of Galesburg, Illinois, and went with his parents to Kansas at the age of 21. In 1859, he was drawn to Colorado by the Pikes Peak excitement. Denver was a city of tents at that time. In 65, he settled near Golden City, Colorado, operated a farm for 5 years. And for 10 more years, he operated a farm near Fort Collins, Colorado. In 1880, he came to northern Wyoming and located on a ranch on Prairie Dog Creek, 4.5 miles east of Sheridan. He was a farmer and fruit grower until 1902. He then sold the place and purchased a ranch 12 miles northwest of Sheridan on Soldier Creek, where he lived for 2 years when he was forced to retire. At his death, he was Secretary Treasurer of the Sheridan Commercial Company.